News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Six. Now, a new analysis of census figures has shown that the population of the Gaeltacht is growing, but the number of families raising their children through Irish is falling. A director of development at Conradh na Gaeilge, Aidan O'D, joins me now. Thanks a minute for joining us on News Talk Breakfast. I suppose, look, it's a small enough drop in terms of the percentage of people, particularly in the Gaeltacht, who are speaking Irish. But what is the cause of the drop? Because a lot of people would have looked at this year and said that the Irish language is having a bit of a moment, maybe wouldn't expect it to be going backwards a bit.
It is, yeah, and I suppose, Grandma, for having us on, first of all. I suppose one of the things that we should take into account here is the drop is seen is between the last two census, 2016 and 2022, and while there has been kind of more supports given to various different, some of what we call language planning areas in the Gaeltacht, a lot of those have only kicked in the last 2 years. But there is still definitely a small drop there. And there is, we're seeing a number of issues in the Gaeltacht. What you kind of have, in terms of the language, you kind of almost have to take the Gaeltacht situation away from this national revival we're seeing because of the housing crisis going on in Gaeltacht areas. Essentially, and because of the supports that are needed for Gaeltacht communities in order to foster that basic community where bringing kids up through Irish is a lot easier and there's a lot more support there for it. But just on the initial point I said about the housing crisis, there's things going on in Gaeltacht areas because of their location that have seen that have had a huge effect on Gaeltacht areas in the last 5-10 years. The rise of Airbnbs, where there's an 88% increase in Airbnbs in the last 6 years in Gaeltacht areas compared to a 48% increase nationally. And what we're seeing is like there's five landlords, for example, that have over 217 Gaeltacht properties, and they've no interest in the language. Some of those companies are actually English companies and companies based in the UK that are renting out tons of properties and that have bought up tons of properties in Gaeltacht areas, making it impossible for people to rent in the Gaeltacht. First of all, it's virtually impossible to put down roots, and most young families start by renting, and then making it much harder for people who grew up in those areas to build homes and because of planning laws, and to buy up homes because of the rise of increase and the competition from Airbnb and people looking to buy holiday homes. So that has had a huge effect, unfortunately, in Gaeltacht areas.
Yeah, but I suppose if you're looking at the housing crisis, it is something that is affecting the entire country as well as just Gaeltacht areas. So is there more to it that people are maybe moving away from particularly teaching their children or raising their children as Gaeilge?
We hopefully not, and I mean, we have seen anecdotally. We've seen a huge interest and rise in the Irish language, and we've never been as busy in terms of Conradh na Gaeilge. We've had to double the amount of classes we're putting on. We've seen we've got 600 people currently on our waiting list for our winter term of classes starting in January, which is absolutely crazy. We've never seen the likes of it before, and I mean, I bring up my own kids in Irish. I live in Dublin, but I bring up my own kids in Irish. And I've never seen as much people kind of getting involved with that in shops and cafes and things. And that's definitely even changed over the last few years. The amount of families I know, I mean, I live again in Dublin, but I mean, within 100 or 200 metres of where I live, I'd know maybe three or four different families that are bringing up their kids in Irish. And we are seeing a bit of a change in that, where people are engaging with the language more outside of Gaeltacht areas. But again, that kind of issue, the Gaeltacht has to be taken as a bit of a different issue because of that housing crisis, because of the lack of supports. And really, historically, I suppose, there was a lack of support there for early years and community supports, making sure basic things like creches and play groups and various things like that were available, and basic services were available in those areas through Irish to support parents.
Outside of the Gaeltacht, though, there was also a drop. 21.4% of people speaking Irish daily in 2016 to 19.7% in 2022. Would you expect to see that reversed in the next census in a couple of years' time, given the moment it's had since? Or do you think this is a slide that maybe there's more to?
Hopefully. I mean, all we can do is say there's definitely things going, or there's definitely a change in attitude towards the Irish language. We had seen, while there was a decrease, we had seen a huge rise in population at that time. Perhaps that might have been something to do with it as well. So hopefully in the next census, we might see a bit of a reverse on that. I mean, there's still basic problems there with the Irish language, not to get into too much into them today, but in terms of, and there's lots of things we'd like to see change, particularly around education, particularly around funding of the language and supports for the language. I mean, there was 25,000 people on the streets there 2 months ago, the biggest ever protest we've seen for the Irish language. The community are really coming out and saying this is important to us. We want more things happening for the Irish language. We want Irish language to be better in education. We want more funding for the Irish language. But unfortunately, those supports just aren't coming fast enough from the government. There's been promises made and programme for governments, but we just haven't seen them implemented. And it's about recognising this is the time for the Irish language. What can we do? Where are the ambitious targets like we have in Wales, where they're talking about doubling the amount of Welsh medium education? We just don't have those targets in Ireland. And in terms of the Gaeltacht, it really hasn't been made a priority to say this is vitally important for the future of the language. So we have that tober, that central area of people who speak the language. And how can we support that? How can we make sure it's possible for young people who want to bring up their kids in Irish to stay in those areas? Because at the moment, it's just not possible.
Yeah. Director of Development at Conor na Gaeilge, Éadan Ó Dí, thanks a minute for joining us on News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.